Max, stop. Welcome, I think. Stuff. Recording.
Yeah, yeah. So I just was enjoying the music. How about you?
I agree.
It's our new theme song.
It has nothing to do with anything, but that's what we're listening to because of Cake Pop. And this is not that song.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, welcome to
The Deadly Eye.
Aye. Okay, should I bring that volume down a little bit?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, not turning it off, though. It's too good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Cam, I think the most important...
That was a joke.
What?
What just happened?
Max just made a little fail move there. He's like,
yeah.
Yeah. So the show started recording. Now's about the time I should lean over all the equipment, bump into it, and grab a piece of paper I should have had in my hand before. So, Cam, I think all we want to talk about is your day. Now, dirty looks, Cam, do not work well on audio. So you'll have to make that a verbal. Dirty look.
If you want this to be a fun podcast, we're not going to talk about my day.
I want it to be a fun cast.
It's the fun cast now.
A podcast. Okay, yeah. So I guess we won't talk about your day. You have your whole doc written out. You have your driver's license?
No, I do not. Because I hate the DMV so much.
Yeah, that's true. So we won't talk about your day. So, Max, what time zone are we in?
Oh my God.
Do you know what time zone we live in?
What?
Do you know what time zone we live in?
We live in the Pacific.
Time zone? How did you know that? It's not on the clock. No, I mean, I'm kind of curious because I don't know what kind of education you get. So,
says the father of a homeschooling family.
But any idea where you figured that one out? Did you see it on Google Calendar or something?
I just know. You told me it was Pacific a while ago when I first got that alarm clock.
That's true. That is probably where we first talked about it, huh? Because you had a...
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Your sister's a dork.
He's right.
You're so evil.
So, okay, I guess now all we have going for us is just general silliness. So we'll be talking about a couple of things here on the Deadly Eyes. We've got... coming up, we're going to talk a little Minecraft, a little bit of deadly animal talk, because I just wanted to talk about deadly animals for fun. And, oh my God, the paper again. And the, maybe Max's trading cards that he just got, and MST3K, a little bit of Flight of the Conchords. But we got to get to it quick, because time's a-wasting.
Yes.
And dad refuses to put Cake Pops on the agenda. So,
oh my gosh! Though I've got a great one. Now you guys, wait, talk about Minecraft for a second.
See, this is,
Minecraft is an awesome game made out of squares.
Look at that! Well, cubes, look at that story right there.
Wait.
What's it say?
Minecraft, the classroom edition. Awesome.
Yeah, there are people actually using it for teaching.
Whoa.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like problem solving and cooperation, and they're using it for a teaching tool. So I think we can now call our Minecraft time actual state-accredited time. What do you think?
I like that idea. Does that mean I get to play Minecraft on your computer more?
Definitely. Well, Max, what did you want to bring up about Minecraft?
This
is why I asked you to write it down.
Well, I didn't know it was going to... We talked about it last week. Last time. I didn't know we were going to talk about it this time, too.
Oh, I thought you asked me to put it on the list.
I don't remember that.
Max, where were you the night of December 22nd? Between 3 and 6 a.m.? Oh, you're not talking, are you? I see. Well, I guess, Cam, that proves that he's guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His bail will be 5 cake pops payable to me.
I hope you've got a good lawyer, Mr. Wells. Okay, so you don't have anything to say about then that you're saying then?
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to be talking about it, so I didn't think.
That's okay. I don't have anything interesting to say about it. The education thing is kind of cool, but I don't have anything specific. But this is awesome, though. Check this out. I'm going to stop the music, and I'm going to press play over here. And
yay, Invader Zim. Yeah.
That is at InvaderCon. They took a couple of unproduced scripts and they did a reading. The original cast of Invader Zim.
Oh.
And they read the entire episode. So on YouTube, there are 2 full episodes, which are not animated. It's just a bunch of goobs.
Still.
On
screen. Yeah. Oh.
They are riveted to the screen.
The entire class stares at him. Zim steals himself and responds. Oh, yeah! Well, hey, what's that?
So I will, I'm going to bring that down now. But, yeah, 2 episodes of Invader Zim, and it's Day of the Spookies and Mopiness of Doom.
Yay.
can you give me a doom, 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 Cam?
Doom, 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 doom.
All the other humans are blind like little blindies. Minnie Moose, please.
Exactly, Minnie Moose. His belief in his paranormal nonsense, that's why. But I have a plan to change all that, and you'll all be helping me.
Gurr jumps for joy at the mention of the plan. And Minnie Moose speaks happily.
I love many.
Okay, that's enough of that. But we will be enjoying that later. I will send that to one of the home media servers so we can all enjoy that together. Or apart. We could actually schedule it so we're nowhere near each other when we see that. Which do you recommend, Max?
Both.
At the same time?
Yeah. Both at the same time.
Apart and together.
Yeah.
We'll be together, but there'll be a big soundproof wall between us. Just a clear soundproof wall.
A cone of silence.
Yep.
Okay, so I want to hear about deadly animals. And I did that off the cuff. I came up with the topic, but then I looked into my deadly animal, and I think my deadly animal is going to win, which was just kind of a random thing that I picked this deadly animal. But I think mine's the winner.
What is
which,
it?
You guys weren't informed this was a contest, which it wasn't until I had a good animal.
Okay, what's your animal?
No, mine comes last, because usually the one that comes last wins. So mine, I'm going to go for...
No, tell us your animal. Well, too late. You did the big setup. You get to tell us your animal.
No,
I'll give you a hint, though.
No.
Now, let's see if we can figure out who has the biggest animal, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so my... Well, actually, Max, how big is your animal?
How big is it?
Yeah, your deadly animal. What size is it? Is it
one's about yay high.
Yeah, that really works for podcasts.
One's about
3 feet. It looks
one's
like
about
how
four
tall is a yay?
Feet. One's about four feet, and another is unknown. It could be extremely tall, or it could be extremely small.
Okay, Cam.
About 5 to 8 inches.
Okay, mine is 1/2 to 1 inch.
Oh, wait, I think.
Oh, do you actually have a guess already?
I'm not going to say it though.
Are you looking at my tabs?
No, I can't even read your tabs from here.
Good. Okay, Max. Let's see. Is yours a 4-foot tall rabbit squirrel?
Well, actually, I got two.
Well, okay, I'm going for the one that actually has a size first.
Okay, so...
Is it a 4-foot-tall rabid squirrel? You avoided the question, so I'm guessing I'm right.
No, you are not right. You know what is?
What is right?
No.
The opposite of left. Okay, what is... Well, okay, what is it? Do you want to give us hints, or do you want to tell us?
It is the Ghibli monster.
That's not deadly, though. That hasn't killed anyone, has it?
No, it only paralyzes people.
Oh, well, I guess after prolonged exposure.
Come on in here.
Come in here. I will have to specify factual or fictual next time.
Okay.
Fictual. That's my new wrong word.
Okay.
It's similar to fictional, but it's incorrect.
My next thing is a Gru.
I think a Gru.
It is dark.
We can totally hear you playing with that on the mic. I mean, not that it's not the best sound ever.
I fidget.
I think what we're gonna have to do is get like silly putty for our hands when we do this.
Pretty much. You see this like wind up watch.
Yeah.
The reason I wear it all the time is because I do it instead of fidgeting. I wind this because then it looks like I'm being productive.
That's not instead of fidgeting. People know you're fidgeting.
Our professors don't yell at me for doing it.
In the movie about your life, they will explain to the actor who's playing you, and she always fidgets with this.
Well, my professors don't look annoyed when I fidget with the watch. They look annoyed when I fidget with like paper and things.
Yes. Well, there you are then. So, okay, so you had two fictional creatures, one of which is deadly and the other one wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. Mine, on a grand scale, I would say mine don't beat that, especially the Gru. but on a more global scale, perhaps they do. So, Cam, let's see, how big was yours?
5 to 8 inches.
5 to 8 inches. Is it spidery?
It is not spidery. Unless you count the amount of legs.
Oh, I think I might know it.
Okay, come on, closer to the mic.
Is it at least an arachnid?
No.
Oh.
Hmm.
All right, then I don't know.
Is it polka dotted?
It is, but, well, sort of. It's ringed.
Is it? Okay, it's ringed. Is it? Is it a slice from a redwood tree?
Yeah, it's a really big one that crushes people when it falls from the sky after being dropped by
a
god.
I knew it. I am the champion, my friend.
What makes you think I'm your friend?
Is it a 5-inch... diameter ladybug?
It is not. That would be really awesome, and I want one.
Okay, can you give me another hint?
Yes, it is a cephalopod.
Oh.
Cephalopod?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. So that means that it is very soggy.
It means it's either a squid, an octopus, or a cuttlefish.
It has to carry around a chamois all the time.
Man, sure is humid in here.
Nobody wants to be moist. A bunch of overactive poles.
You know, it's not the unending predators that get you. It's the humidity under the sea. That's a good one. Now, okay, so now which one of those is deadly?
A lot of them, but...
Well, give me one that's deadly.
Ooh, what about the cuttlefish?
Cuttlefish aren't deadly, though they are poisonous, but it's more like a bee sting.
They're beaky, though.
They are beaky. They're very beaky.
Oh, man, I thought you were XKCD-ing.
No. Oh, it's true. I guess if we take XKCD cuttlefish, they are extremely deadly.
Go, cuttlefish.
Go.
Go, the physicist.
So, they're definitely deadly-ish. Are they? Do we have them killing people?
The blue-ringed octopus is the most venomous animal in the world.
I don't think I was aware of that.
Yeah, and like the biggest issue is that they cause full body paralysis, including all your muscles. That means your lungs too.
Oh.
So, and their bite is almost painless. So people are bitten by them when they're out in the water, and they don't realize until they're paralyzed that they've been bitten.
So this is not a good pet for toddlers.
No, this is probably a bad pet for toddlers, unless you're aiming for something different.
How about tweens?
I think it's the best pet for tweens. No offense, Max.
Put them out of my misery.
It's a rite of passage. If they're smart enough not to stick their hand in the tank, they get to live.
There are no tweens that are that smart. I guess some are fearful, but smartiness. No, we know some smarty teens, tweens, pateens. Spittoons, spittoons,
spittoons. There's spittoons now.
I have no idea. So, okay. Well, I actually wasn't going to have mine last, so I guess I can just not have mine now. I won't have to present mine now, because I meant to do mine kind of in the middle there somewhere, but now you've totally given yours away. I didn't intend for that, so now I feel bad. So I'll just take my incredibly awesome deadly animal over here.
What's your deadly animal?
I hope you're holding it in your hands.
Oh, no, I couldn't. No. Here it is. It's
there you go. That's what you get.
That's what you get. It is the poison dart frog.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, now check out.
Interesting fact, the venom in blue-ringed octopus is actually really similar to the venom in dart frogs, according to Wikipedia.
I like the poison dart frog.
Is it? No, really, because, okay, here's.
Apparently it has some of the same toxins.
Oh.
Because there's like six different toxins in blue-ringed octopus venom, so some of them are the same.
Okay. Interesting things here. So these are poisonous, but not venomous.
Yeah.
And
what's the difference?
So you're supposed to go, yeah.
No, I was thinking for a minute.
No, I didn't think you were, but I wanted you to be. Because you see, in any good kid show, you've got the likable, kind of 10, 11, 8, 12-year-old. And then you've got
the horrible, mean older sibling.
Yes, exactly. That's your role now.
Max, get down on the floor so I can punch you.
Oh, God, are you still alive?
Why are you breathing, God? I should get you bitten by a blue-ringed octopus. Then you wouldn't be able to breathe without an artificial respirator.
So how do you like those pictures?
They're gorgeous.
Max, what do you think?
I think I'm locked in the closet right now.
I've got nothing to say about that at all.
Must not make obvious joke.
But a couple quickie facts about them. You know, they're rainforest beasties. They have enough poison to kill, or the most poisonous ones. They're not all that poisonous. No, they're all that poisonous, but they're not every single one of them. Every single variation on them is not that poisonous. 10 people. It has enough poison in one of them to kill 10 people or 10,000 mice. So,
I like the judging by mice thing,
I know,
I think.
Exactly. I'm imagining 10,000 mice all squished together in a mannequin. Or it would be 1,000. Sorry, I wasn't doing my math correctly there. So, I guess that means by that, you could fit 1,000 mice in a mannequin.
Hi, Max. Squeak.
I said mannequin, not Mexican.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, but so here is what made me wonder about the whole cephalopod, blue-ringed octopus venom being similar there. Because the poison dart frogs, they theorized it about 15 years ago that they were getting – let me back up one step. They're very poisonous. But when you breed them in captivity, they stop being poisonous.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, because isn't it... Oh, I can't remember what the paper was. No, never mind. Ignore my point. I've forgotten it.
No, hem and haw. And then you hem and haw. Max, do you have any idea? Can you think of any theory as to why in captivity, when they're bred and raised in captivity, they are no longer poisonous. This is a good riddle for the show.
Didn't it have something to do with the trees they lived on? Or am I completely off base?
No, there's another poison thing with the trees that with another beastie.
Oh, I get all my beastie poison facts mixed up.
And I got a million of them.
I do.
Okay, Max, do you have any theories? I've got a note on the screen that says
but
it.
I was
look that way. Okay, so any theories though? Any ideas? Because they normally in the wild, tons of poison. You know, if a spider tries to bite one of these frogs, if they're brightly colored, and they're brightly colored to warn predators away, actually, and which is like, I'm so brightly colored, I don't even care about you because I'm so poisonous. Hey, give it a try. Come on, bite me. But if a spider bites them, for instance, they start foaming at the mouth immediately, and the frog turns around and goes, "Hey, dinner." And so they have all these toxins in their system, all these really, really poisonous alkaloids, but they go away once they have kids, and those kids are raised in captivity. Any ideas? You don't have to have an idea. It took, hundreds of years or decades for scientists to kind of come up with this. I'm sure people had ideas, but before they started proving it.
There's no such thing as tobacco in captivity.
Tobacco is a good one, though, actually, because that has alkaloids in it.
I was just kidding, but...
But that actually would be related. That is potentially related because tobacco has alkaloids, which are poisonous in it, and those aren't in captivity, and that would be related to why they're not poisonous in captivity. So, Cam, you have any ideas?
Nah, I'm out.
Well, the frogs eat. Arthropods, they eat insects, and they like spiders and centipedes and fire ants.
Oh,
and they eat those poisonous beasties.
Oh,
and they synthesize and they take the poison from those beasties, the alkaloids from those beasties, and that's what comes out their skin.
It's kind of like Spanish shawl, like nudibranchs, sea slugs. Yeah. They eat these like anemones and bryozoans, and they take their stinging cells and put them on their own.
What do they eat?
Like anemones and stuff.
Yeah, and you said protozoans. I didn't hear. Max was yawning too loudly.
Anemones and bryozoans. I can't remember. Okay. Like different species of nudibranchs.
Right, so they're not synthesizing their own toxins.
No, they're taking the like stinging cells from other animals and putting them on their own like.
Oh, the actual stinging cells. So they're not taking a chemical.
Well, they're ingesting them and yeah.
But they're taking the cell, not the chemical.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's creepy. That's like taking the skin off another animal and going, "Hey, looky here."
If you ate the skin and then it went on you,
well, it'd be like a cat going. That porcupine skin looks pretty. Those quills look pretty good. I'm going to eat this porcupine, and then I'll have quills. It's along those lines.
Look you up for the low.
I hope I'm recalling
quills.
This process right. Otherwise, I'm going to sound completely crazy.
Well, you can look it up later and correct it next time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the poison dart frog. So I think they are pretty kick-ass, and the way they look is gorgeous. You saw the pictures. So would you ooh or ah at that, or would you do both?
I'd say one ooh and half an ah.
Oh, come on. Those are amazing.
Hey, I have a thing for nudibranchs. I'm sorry.
Well, so do I. Who doesn't?
These guys don't have wiggly.
You turn away from the mic when you cough.
No, Max, you're a snarky preteen now. Now you get to say, "No, I don't." That's what you do.
So
that's what you want me to do, Dad.
transparent, horrible idiots.
Okay, so I think a couple things will be in the running, but I think I want to propose. Of course, cephalopod kind of threw me off, blue ring octopus, but it was pretty awesome, really. But I think we should, like, on the website, right now we have that lion, and I think we should kind of trade out different deadly animals on the website. Agree. And I was going to suggest poison dart frog, but then maybe that's next week because I really like the blue ring octopus too.
Look at pictures. They're awesome. And they can flash their rings and when they're angry.
Hey, baby.
Pretty much. Hey, baby, gonna bite you and paralyze you. Yeah. So that you can't breathe.
Is that how they mate? Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh.
Okay, this is awful to do on an audio show. You're going to love this when you Google it. Blue ring octopus. Go to your friend Mr. Google Images and check it out. Oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. Look at that.
It's a little thing.
That is no, but that's horrifying.
That's a little thing.
Oh, that's frightening.
Isn't
the frogs are not frightening. The frogs are just gorgeous.
Isn't that just like an art thing though? That doesn't look like a real one from here.
Look. Don't spoil it.
Yeah,
there's a real one to the left.
The real ones are just as awesome, but not as scary as that one. That one had like its
The real ones are actually kind of cute because they're like, you know, they're like 5 inches long from tentacle to tentacle.
The Brit.
Like this little guy right here?
That one's the creepy Japanesey one.
Oh, so you're saying Japanese is creepy now.
I'm saying there's a lot of things in Japan that are creepy.
Oh, yeah.
You think sushi is just like everywhere else. I'm
saying, would you buy me a ticket to Japan next to... Yeah.
Bus is creepy.
That
buildings are creepy.
That tattoo calf version is creepy.
That is really creepy. Who wants a... that's weird.
Oh, look. This shows how the camouflage is working there. That's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so anyhow, so I think we'll throw that up as the background this time. What do you think, Max?
Yeah.
Cool. So you'll be able to go to deadlyeye.com and see one, and then you can Google it yourself, though. I'm not putting a link up for that.
And then you can
the blue ring octopus. I think you can spell that.
And then you can
Dad.
And then you can.
They might lose all the U's.
Okay, so Max, we are time constrained right now. Do you want to talk about? One of these I'm going to ask you to take till next time. So MST3K or Flight of the Conchords, which would you like to bring up?
Flight of the Conchords right now.
Okay, so give me some Flight of the Conchords.
this is one of their most known ones. It is the hippopotamus versus the rhinoceros.
Yeah, and is that age appropriate?
All of the songs in Flight of the Conchords aren't totally age-appropriate.
A lot of them are completely age-inappropriate, you know.
Yeah.
Which is why I know the lyrics to all of them.
I'm a very bad parent, but...
Yeah.
But so now what age do you think would be... Okay, to listen to this. Your friend? Do you think all your friends? Your.
I think about my age would be okay.
So about six. So about 10 or 11. Do you think this would be okay for an 8-year-old to listen to Flight of the Conchords?
No, I do not think. Yeah.
And now, is this one that kids should check with their parents, or should they just...
They should definitely check with their parents.
Or should they just check with a person on the street?
Hey, mister!
Hey, mister, can I listen to this? Well, sure, little children.
Let's see now. Is it time for the tea party yet?
The segment that we all love the ladies.
Oh, no.
Okay, this is totally wrong.
See, my favorite line is coming up here, though.
Love is this way. Say my rhymes are sissy. Why?
You're constructive with your criticism.
What is a rap about me? My grandma has a cup of tea. I like my grandma's tea party. Hi ho.
But
so,
yeah.
So that is my favorite. That may be my favorite. I don't know. That's not my favorite. Concord's line. I don't know, because they're also good, but there ain't no party.
Like my nana's tea party.
Almost anything else here, I don't think we can play right now.
That's probably true. Yeah, that is the thing.
Jenny's awesome too, though, and that one's pretty okay.
Oh, pause.
I'm not going to test that one. We're trying to keep it on the on the kid safe side.
On Jenny, all they talk about is sandwiches.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't want to check though right now. I think we've had
sandwiches, Dad.
Did you want to eat some sandwiches from the song?
I love sandwiches. Let me see. Do I see Jenny here?
I don't see it. Oh, there it is.
Just let it kind of go in the background what we're talking about. So today, one of the kids brought these. What are these, Max?
Well, while I was at the kids' festival at this one for this one homeschooling group.
Yeah.
Group. Oh, right. When I was at the kids' festival for this one homeschooling group, which is like just a bunch of kids bring things they made or they bought themselves or they just sell random hand-me-downs or stuff like that.
Yeah, what am I holding though?
Yeah, but I was just going to get to that.
You're saying they're a bunch of gypsy kids.
Who
are wandering around spreading their disease and rabies and lice and different parasites. And then what happened?
There was this one of my friends, Brent, made this trading card game for most of the kids in the group.
Who did it?
Nico.
Awesome.
Nico, and so he just made these different cards.
So these have pictures of all the kids on them, along with their names. They look really good. They look really good, and they are, you play like a Pokemon style or a Magic the Gathering style game. Now, are there attacks? Does everybody have attacks and things like that?
Yeah, everybody has two attacks and a restore health thing.
And now, when the two cards go up against each other, do the two kids that represent the two cards have to fight physically?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
They'll fight with their legs. With their legs.
And with their fire breath and...
No, with their legs.
Just with their legs, Dad.
And their rocket feet.
Their talons.
Yeah.
Their fangs, their toxins.
Do those sound like legs to you?
And yet again, I have no idea what he's talking about. Okay, well... Obviously, this has been Cambria's best day ever.
Oh yes,
and
Oh,
it's right now. It's really almost 1 o'clock in the morning right now.
We kind of need to wrap it up.
If you could see the glare I was giving my dad across the room.
Well, you know, according to Cambria time, I think it's. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's not. It's more. Is it 9:30 in the morning? Is it what? He said, "Oh, it's boring. It's boring a hole in my skull. Her laser eye vision. Ah.
You squeeze your head. I look your head and I squeeze it.
Okay.
If looks could kill, I'd be incinerated.
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at Dad.
Okay,
well, I'm going to take us out on a little bit of
my mistake here.
Yeah." Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
I can't believe you forgot that.
I totally forgot that. And do you want to do it now or leave it for the next time?
I'd like to do it now, please.
Okay, we're going to do that now. Cam, would you please take the iPad and turn that on, and then select the game. See if you see which one there.
Slice?
Yes.
Yeah, Slice.
Yeah, it's fun. Now you have to pull the blade and then press the red button.
Yeah, keep going. Don't worry. No pressure. Oh! Careful. She sliced her fingers open. Oh, careful. Careful.
Be now careful,
mechanical.
Kim.
There are four mechanical blades. Cambria is, without any thought at all, just throwing her fingers into the mix. Watch out. Watch out. Oh, my God. These are razor sharp blades as long as her hand.
But Wild Jag colored commentaries, I will explain what Slice actually is. It is the game for the iPad. It's called Slice HD. And what are you supposed to do? What you're supposed to do is that on different levels are blades that appear on the screen. And so you've got to move these
sharp blades. She's gonna press the button. Oh,
and you've got to move the blades to press this red button. But if you hit the side of the blade, then a streak of blood appears and makes you jump back up.
She's got it. She got it. Careful.
She's almost got it.
There's two big blades and then level four.
Already.
So how many blades now, Cam?
Four.
Yeah.
How's your heart rate?
Fine.
It's gonna go up in a moment.
She's starting to sweat a little. Her hands jumped up there. I see a bead of sweat dripping down there. I think her hands are trembling. Level five.
How come you're doing better than me?
Max squealed like a little puppy when he did that.
Not a little puppy.
Okay, little gerbil. She whipped through level five. Level six. So level six. This is not as entertaining as when Max was doing it, because he was really
he was
physically reacting as if those blades were truly going to cut. She's rubbing her fingers. She's rubbing the blood off of her fingers right now, the virtual blood. But she's determined not to make a noise and to make it entertaining for us. So instead, I'm going to wait until it's really tense, and then I'm going to throw this paper towel at her. Okay, are you ready? Watch out for those blades. Don't mind me. Level seven. Ooh.
I'll take paper towel now, please.
Oh, no, there aren't. Nice balled up paper towel.
Are you actually going to do it?
I don't know how dangerous is this one. I don't want to do it until it's really dangerous. Is it dangerous yet? She's got four fingers on there, and she's going.
So close!
You hit my head.
I faked her out. I hit Max in the head instead of throwing it at her.
This one gets me. I don't know why.
I told you.
I think she's at level eight or so.
No, I'm back to level
six is a big one for you, huh?
Yeah.
You got it. Oh, it's the one that one blade is moving. The other one's creeping out. There it goes. Oh, she's giving me awesome face.
I love the awesome face. Put on my birthday invitation.
Well, Max, it's fun to watch, but she's not making any noises. So
that's sad.
Now, see, I'm poking you. You're not even making any noise. So the noise has stopped. So I think on an audio podcast, that's a signal that. I think now we bring up the music here. And see, this is a song called My Mistake. And that's what Cam losing the tips of her fingers is. So, yes, that's a Slice HD, a very fun party game. You can hear the blades clicking and clacking there.
I hope and, you can.
Wonderful with a group. And it's too fascinating. But we must sign off. She's trying to get the timing right. Her brow is furrowed in concentration.
Yeah, go Cam.
And her gurs are browed in concentration. Okay, Cam.
Yes.
Come on back up to the mic, baby. It's time for us to sign up.
Aww.
Sign off, not sign up.
Sign up for the boogie.
We're signing off for the show, but we're signing up for the boogie.
Woo!
Actually, it's the rockabilly, Max.
Slice. Okay.
All right, Cam?
Yes?
Good night.
Good night.
Max?
Good night.
Wait, if someone's listening to this in the afternoon, does that mean they have to take a nap?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You've just earned yourself a nap here at 1, 2, 3,
the Deadly Eye. Yeah,
you got a nap. Du-du-du-du. We should make King Bees part of our theme song.
That's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
I really like those sounds. Need to end the show, though.
Yep. All right. End.